a strange experiment was conducted by a professor. In 1972, a professor divided his class into two. One half was judged on the basis of quality and the other one was judged basis on the quantity. The first half was asked to produce the best possible painting, and they had to produce only one. And the other half was asked to produce as many paintings as possible. So one half would be judged on the basis of quality and the other one had to be judged on the basis of quantity, and the best painting would be derived from either of these. But the professor hoped that the half which has been asked to provide one best painting would deliver the desired results. But when they met after the duration of 2 months, the professor was amazed and he was shocked as well. The best paintings came out not from the quality guys but from the quantity guys. The quality guys, they were struck, they were busy, and they could not produce the perfect painting. They were always worried about that obstacle, this imperfection, that imperfection, this insecurity. And the other ones who focused only on the quantity could deliver the best painting possible. So I'm reading the book Atomic Habits, and this is one of the anecdotes from the book. And that is what I have also realized in my personal life also. I mean, if I work and I just focus on writing the best possible press release or an article or a document possible, I won't be able to write it unless I'm writing continuously, unless I write daily. And same is for the podcast. If I wait to record the best podcast possible, I shall be waiting throughout the tenure. But maybe from these 60-70 podcasts, there is one good podcast which is loved by many. So daily deposits have to be done for the best results. You might not see it right now, but probably the compounding works in every sector, not only in money but also in habits, also in our work. So find the long-term games which you can play. That's all what I would say. Thank you.